This is VOA News.
I'm Michael Lippin reporting. Presumptive U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and Republican U.S. Speaker of the House express confidence they can unite their divided party. Trump and House Speaker Paul Ryan made the comment as part of a joint statement issued Thursday after meeting in Washington, their first gathering since the start of the current presidential election campaign. Ryan had said last week that he was just not ready to endorse Trump's maverick presidential bid. On Thursday, Paul Ryan again did not fully embrace Trump's candidacy, but he did say that the seeds of unity had been planted.
I think we had a very encouraging meeting. Look, it's no secret that Donald Trump and I have had our differences. We talked about those differences today. That's common knowledge. The question is, what is it that we need to do to unify the Republican Party and all strains of conservative wings in the party? We had a very good and encouraging, productive conversation on just how to do that.
Well, the joint statement by the two Republican figures said that while we were honest about our differences, we recognize that there are also many important areas of common ground. The Brazilian Senate has voted to suspend President Dilma Rousseff from office. The Brazilian lawmakers decided Thursday to prepare to try her on charges of manipulating the national budget to boost her 2014 re-election campaign. In a speech to supporters, the 68-year-old leftist accused her opponents of sabotaging her government, saying respect for democracy and the country's constitution are at stake. Rousseff's vice president, Michel Temer, will take over the Brazilian presidency in the interim. You're listening to VOA News.